Hachette Audio presents A Shout in the Ruins, written by Kevin Powers, read by Robert Petkoff. For Pauline and Louise. One of the most pathetic aspects of human history is that every civilization expresses itself most pretentiously, compounds its partial and universal values most convincingly, and claims immortality for its finite existence at the very moment when the decay which leads to death has already begun. Reinhold Niebuhr, Beyond Tragedy. I will mourn for what fails here. Roger Reeves, on visiting the site of a slave massacre in Opelousas. Chapter 1. By 1870, not even 4 full years after the clerk of Chesterfield County, Virginia, officially recorded Emily Reed Levallois's death, rumors of her survival and true whereabouts abounded. It was said by some that you could see her flitting among the maroons of Great Dismal on their Mesic Islands, a white face among the black, as straight and slim a figure as the swamp's ageless cypresses, or that she was now a washerwoman at a boarding house in Baltimore. Still others hypothesized that she had escaped a lynch mob and had wound up passing through the two-bit cow towns along the western coast of Florida until she spent her remaining days leaving tracks along the white sands where the Manatee River meets the blue-green stillness of the Gulf. It is not so hard to imagine. The young Emily becomes older. Our certainty diminishes. Every day the same mismatched rows of leased and royal terns look out toward a coming storm as small waves roll in and crash against the shore like the inevitable collapse of a trillion minor hills. Most of these notions never advanced much further than a passing thought. When said out loud, they rarely took the form of proposition, almost always of response. But the rumor that stuck was said with a confidence so unquestioned as to almost certainly be wrong, that she had fled south and west toward the hollows of the Blue Ridge while the fire still burned through the embers of the house at Beauvais Plantation, that you could have found her in the highlands there, up above the meadows in the fog, where the spruce and firs grew through the wreckage of the deadfall of the past. It's easy enough to understand why she tried to disappear.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?